I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama made a proposal today about oil speculators and market manipulators.
We can't afford a situation where some speculators can reap millions while millions of American families get the short end of the stick.
But would spending another $50 million to hire more regulators make any difference, according to the experts?
Zero.
Bruce Bullock, who heads the McGuire Energy Institute at SMU, says speculators will simply ignore the president.
Traders will move to exchanges overseas to, in fact, trade it, or they'll move to other instruments where the margin requirements, which he's trying to increase, may not be as great.
Bullock says this may actually increase gas price volatility. He says speculators calm the tendency of the market to react wildly to events affecting oil supplies. Jim Forsyth for CBS News, San Antonio.
Oil today in New York, more than $104 a barrel. The scandal over a score of prostitutes allegedly hired by Secret Service and military personnel in Colombia before the summit is being handled, says White House spokesman.
The president has confidence in the director of the Secret Service. Director Sullivan acted quickly in response to this incident and is overseeing an investigation as we speak into the matter.
The elite unit that protects presidents was not involved in the situation in Cartagena. Congresswoman Susan Collins says the women were signed into the hotel as guests, which is how investigators know how many. North Korea is expected not to allow international atomic energy inspectors back anytime soon and says it is no longer bound by the moratorium on missile and nuclear tests.
The State Department isn't sure whether North Korea's latest announcement signals it's planning a nuclear test.
Frankly, it's very difficult to say. It's a very opaque regime.
Spokesman Mark Toner, Pyongyang says it's suspending the agreement banning nuclear tests because of what it called the hostility on the part of the U.S., which halted food aid because of North Korea's rocket launch. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
One of the sadder days for fans of the space shuttle program. The shuttle Discovery made some low passes over Washington, D.C. on its way to Dulles International on the back of a 747. Astronaut Alvin Drew.
To be honest with you, it just felt like a privilege to have been part of the whole legacy of the machine. Now there's 39 flights, and I got to be on one of them. This happened to be the final flight.
He was at Kennedy Space Center to watch it leave for Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 193 points. The Nasdaq's gained 59. Oil more than 104 a barrel. Eddie Van Halen blames his drinking problem on his dad. He says early in his career, he asked his father how to handle the stage nerves thing, and his dad gave him a shot of vodka and a cigarette. And blammo, says Van Halen, he launched into decades of inebriation. It's all in the May issue of Esquire, coming out soon. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Life is not all so sweet at Hostess these days.
It's a battle that could mean the snacks you grew up with.
Hostess Twinkies cakes, fruit pies, and cupcakes.
Might disappear. Hostess plans to ask a judge to throw out its bargaining agreement with the Teamsters who drive the Hostess trucks.
They deliver and sell the product.
And the union says they've already made millions in concessions. They voted to strike if they can't work out a deal with Hostess. CEO Greg Rayburn says if that happens, the company won't stay in business.
If we were to liquidate, that would be a disgrace.
But it's a possibility. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Gasoline costs so much at the pump. Roswell and Alpharetta, Georgia, are considering a plan to convert cop cars to run on natural gas. Officials say their abacus indicates it would save money in the long run. It's nearly $4,000 conversion cost per vehicle, though, that's slowing them down a bit. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
Another bright and sunny day on the Central Coast, and in this studio, it's sunny, but not so bright.
And now, here's Bill Binica!
Yep. I know. We'll see how today goes. Yesterday I was assailed by the Republican National Committee there on the Central Coast, and so we'll see how today goes. Hey, the GSA thing. Oh my gosh, it's worse. What, they pay $300,000 to move one employee? They've been to Hawaii, they've been to Napa, they've been to the South Pacific. I mean, it's completely insane. The GSA, enormous spending apparatus.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3 Tesla ultra high field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
It does, you know. Hearing really matters. All right. Here, Bill, this is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on Tuesday, 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, California. And our phone numbers are 786-2578. That's 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340. Those numbers are available on Calcos News website. All you do is click on Talk is Cheap, and they're there. And we'll get to Cal Coast News momentarily. We want to do today Who's It's and What's It's according to the Tribune and see what they have to say that happened today. Yeah, I just trust them. I mean, you know, I do. Because none of this could have happened for all I know, but I trust them. Our highlight of history on April 17th, 1937, the animated cartoon character Daffy Duck made his debut in the Warner Brothers cartoon Porky's Duck Hunt, directed by Tex Avery. On this date in 1861, the Virginia State Convention voted to secede from the Union. In 1986, at London's Heathrow Airport, a bomb was discovered in the bag of a pregnant Irish woman about to board a jet to Israel. She's been tricked into carrying the bomb by her Jordanian fiancé. I got a feeling the wedding was off after that. Our birthday's born today, actress Olivia Hussey is 61, actor Clark Peters is 60, rock singer Maynard James Keenan is 48, singer Liz Phair is 45, actress Jennifer Garner is 40, singer Victoria Adams Beckham of the Spice Girls is 38. We want to say happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it worked really well, Bill. I commend you for that great piece of work there. I was trying to play a thing. I was going to do the thing on the GSA because everybody's torqued off at the GSA. I was going to play a little news thing. We'll get back to it. We'll get back to it because right now we're going to do our news update.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Bill's fallback position. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the Cal Coast News today. Bill Benneker reporting, San Luis Obispo County officials say they are not liable for civil damages sought by a former sheriff deputy who contends that he was retaliated against and eventually terminated after he reported multiple abuses of policy by department heads. In a response filed Monday, county officials argue that the sheriff's department terminated former deputy Dale Strobridge because he illegally accessed confidential employee information for his own personal gain and that Strobridge's claims of retaliation are in fact untrue. Specifically, county officials said that Strobridge used personal information about another deputy to prove as part of a grievance that he was not evaluated on the same criteria as the other deputy. Strobridge filed a civil suit March 13th in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. He included the county and both former Sheriff Pat Hedges and current Sheriff Ian Parkinson as defendants. 2005, Strobridge reported the illicit taping of Chief Deputy Gary Hoving to the county's former Human Services Director, Deb Hossie. Strobridge says in his complaint, as a result, Hoving filed a lawsuit against the county and received a $660,000 settlement. In late 2009, Strobridge discovered confidential deputy information such as reprimands available for viewing by sworn deputies on the department's system Z Drive. According to his lawsuit, Strobridge downloaded the files onto his thumb drive and reported the issue to Tammy Douglas Schatz, the county director of human resources. However, the county contends that Strobridge admitted in interviews that he never told Douglas Schatz about discovering the confidential info. On February 25, 2011, shortly after Parkinson was sworn in, he fired Strobridge for downloading the information and ordered him to hand over his thumb drive, the lawsuit says. Other things that are happening in our world today, according to CalCoastNews.com. You know, it's the computer. It's one thing to sleep until noon, but it's 12:13, 14 maybe, 12:13. Could you wake up? Thank you. It's still not awake. It hasn't loaded this yet. So we'll just, you know, what's the neat thing about today is, though, is when things are taking their own sweet time, when things are taking their own sweet time, you can just look out the window and enjoy the beautiful weather we're having. Although yesterday got kind of windy, and the wind was a little bit nippy. As I throw that out there, you know, I'm not going to let them off the hook for nothing. Marijuana-laced wine may be coming to the Central Coast. In fact, it may already be here, according to the Daily Beast. While wine fermented with cannabis is nothing new, it gained a level of popularity in the 1980s. It appears to be making its way into the vats of respectable vintners in some of the most best wine grape regions in the state. No one is talking about too openly, but the Daily Beast reports that quite a few California winemakers are surreptitiously producing cannabis aperitifs. According to an unnamed vintner interviewed by the website, the recipe is simple. 1 pound of quality pot dropped into a cask of fermenting wine. This yields about 1.5 grams per bottle. The fermentation process converts sugar into grapes and alcohol, and the alcohol in turn extracts the THC from the marijuana. Pot wine is usually blended from robust reds such as the Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah, and according to aficionados, there isn't much of a commercial market for the product because of California's generally tolerant attitude toward the bud, but it's gaining traction in regions where lots of wine is consumed. Yep. Drink a bottle of that wine, first thing you know, you're wandering around behind little animals. All right, other things are going on in the world. There is an opinion piece today, and I'm getting to it. And then I researched a story from yesterday. This is the opinion by Alex Alexiev, and it has to do with the solar ranch out in the California Valley. Fifth Supervisor Jim Patterson has distributed a campaign and brochure touting the fact that he has led the effort to approve two solar Gianni projects and provide nearly 400 skilled worker positions at the California Valley Solar Ranch, according to Alex Alexiev. Since Mr. Patterson evidently considers the major achievement of his tenure as county supervisor, as evidenced by the top billing given to the ranch in the brochure, it's worth looking into some other facts about this project he prefers not to tell. CVSR, the California Valley, will generate only 12 permanent jobs per year after construction, according to developer SunPower Corp, after receiving $1.2 billion federally guaranteed loan, or $100 million per permanent job. SunPower Corp is already a majority foreign-owned company by French oil giant Total and was exporting jobs to Mexico, building a factory in Mexico when it received the federal loan and was promoted by Patterson and others. CVSR will have to pay property tax on the solar panels. It signed a contract with PG&E to sell its electricity at approximately 50% above market rates. Despite these lavish subsidies, SunPower lost $604 million in 2011, and stock price is down over 70% since April of 2011. So he goes on to say what he has to say. But you can look that up on calcoastnews.com yourself and read the whole entire thing, that opinion piece by Alex Alexiev. Then I want to get back to this story here because I did the research. I did the legwork for us, all right? So this story was in the news yesterday, Uncovered San Luis Obispo. And I'll have it soon. The Paso Robles City Administrator Service Director purchased a Chevrolet, which he asked the city council to approve for sale by about half of its Kelley Blue Book value, prompting allegations of a conflict of interest and misuse of public funds. Last year, Jim Throop began promoting selling the city's surplus goods on eBay. Now, here's what happened. In December, Jim Throop asked the council to approve the sale of a 2005 Chevy Classic with 103,893 miles for sale, noting that since 2007, the city had spent $4,000 repairing the vehicle, according to the city website. Now, there is a lemon law, so I'm not quite sure what happened with that. But here's the thing. All right, so I looked it up on Kelley Blue Book, and here's what's basically the facts. And I was surprised. I'm going to tell you the truth. It said that the Kelley Blue Book value in top condition, understand this is in really tip-top condition, would be $6,211. However, the Throop paid $3,383 for the car. Now, depending on its condition, and I don't know really what that was, here's the scoop. The Blue Book is around the $6,000 figure. It depends on Blue Books based on where you live, but they were close. So it's $6,000 basically for the car. Okay, but that's the retail price of the car. If the city was selling a car, one would assume the city would sell it at retail price. But what's happened here is he paid the $3,383 is the wholesale price for the car. What you would get if you traded the car in. Now, I don't imagine the city of Paso Robles is trading the car into him for any particular reason. So, therefore, this is where there's a conflict of interest, one would say. Plus, it's supposed to be advertised, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently it was not. The final sentence in this thing, I just thought I'd mention this. Throop is the city's second highest paid employee with a combined salary and benefit package of $202,930. He didn't get that kind of money in that kind of position for not knowing what he was doing. That is what's happening today on CalCoastNews.com. But check it 24/7 because new stuff is always jumping up.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hey, CalCoastNews.com right there. All right, we have. Let's see what happens here. I don't know. I tell you. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can get this thing to go. This is about.
But
the,
when the committee's top Democrat rips into them, you know it's bad.
The newly invited personal friends to the conference writing and I quote, and this is simply incredible, quote, "We'll get you guys a room near us. We'll pick up the room tab. Could be a blast. Why not enjoy it while we have it and while we can? Ain't going to last forever." End of quote.
That's
well, Mr. Neely, it stops now.
Mr. Neely is Jeff Neely, the GSA official who organized the now infamous lavish 2010 Las Vegas conference, costing taxpayers more than $800,000. Thanks to a committee subpoena, he showed up but wouldn't answer questions.
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my Fifth Amendment constitutional privilege.
With cameras rolling.
Did you attend the 2010 Western Regional Conference?
House GOP Chairman Daryl Lysa still asked half a dozen questions. Neely was eventually excused. Other GSA witnesses took a very different approach. Fall on their swords? Hardly. They dove on them.
I am extremely aggrieved by the gall of a handful of people to misuse federal tax dollars.
Martha Johnson was GSA administrator, forced to resign 2 weeks ago. She was briefed 11 months ago on conference excess, including Neely's role, but suggested she needed the final report to take disciplinary action.
I personally apologize to the American people. I will mourn for the rest of my life the loss of my appointment.
Much of the focus was on the man who left, Jeff Neely. Lawmakers grilled Johnson on why she still gave him a $9,000 bonus.
And you gave him a $9,000 bonus. It just seems almost unthinkable.
Despite the apologies, this fiery forum allowed lawmakers to express outrage.
The senior executives were entitled to bonuses. I apologize. I did not mean entitlement.
Oh, I think you did mean entitlement.
A central Republican question is whether the White House knew about all this and sat on the information. Under pressure and visibly uncomfortable, the GSA chief of staff revealed he did brief the White House some 11 months ago.
So you hear about it in May. You reported promptly to a staff person within the White House.
I would say it was sometime after May, in the next several weeks.
Within a few weeks.
Yes.
Who was that staff person?
It was a member of the White House counsel's office.
That new information that the GSA briefed the White House counsel's office about this almost a year ago appears to contradict a timeline the White House released, which says they didn't get a heads up about this until last month. Now, after the testimony, the GSA chief of staff released a statement trying to clarify, saying that he only mentioned the existence of an investigation in passing to his White House contact. Dana Bash, CNN, Capitol Hill.
You know, that's a little this, a little that, a little lie here, a little bit of, oh, I forgot to tell you this. And it goes on, it goes on. Just keep saying to yourself, what's going on? Bill, and these are the new and exciting adventures of what's going on with your tax money. And the other thing that's kind of more exciting to even mention then is the fact that today's because the weekend thing, whatever, and then something else that got pushed to Tuesday, the 17th, and that's where we are today. And so you do have to have your taxes in, or you have to pay your taxes and then file for an extension to October to actually have them in. That's changed. It used to be July, if I'm not mistaken, but I think now it's October. Anyhow. So when you pay your taxes, you know, with a big smile on your face, how you do, you know, and you're thinking about the GSA and Jeff Neely, you know, spend all that kind of money and whatnot, it does your heart proud, you know. It just makes you feel good. Maybe not. But there's other news about taxes that I thought you might get a kick out of. Because some people get the deductions, you know. They have certain things they can claim for deductions. We'll see if this thing will work for me. This is one that may take you aback here.
Please welcome Jesse Love.
Yes, those are deductible. As exotic dancer Jesse Love told Jerry Springer, she fought the IRS and won.
I was my own attorney. I represented myself.
The U.S. tax court ruled her breast implants were a stage prop that boosted her income, and therefore deductible as a business expense.
My breasts are very, very much a part of my job. My salary as a dancer went up in direct proportion to the size of the chest.
No matter how offbeat the profession, the tax code encourages us to earn money so the IRS can collect more. So for those who earn a living as Elvis impersonators, yes, the costume is deductible. Business expenses can take many forms. There's the case of the junkyard that was infested with rats and snakes. The owner deducted the cost of cat food he put out each night to attract felines to take care of the pests. Criminals are supposed to report their income from illegal activities. IRS Publication 17 says it goes on Form 1040, line 21. So criminal enterprises are allowed to deduct the cost of business expenses, like buying guns.
A drug dealer should, under the regulations, report the cost of his inventory, the drugs that he's purchasing for resale, the cost of the guns to protect the inventory, the cost of the suitcases to carry it. You would put all that on a tax return.
Odds are you're not engaged in illegal or bizarre activities to earn a living. Even so, the same principle for deductions applies. Money spent to earn taxable income can be written off. So, for example, if you have a home office that occupies, say, 10% of your house, 10% of the operating expenses, heat, electricity, even outdoor landscaping, can be written off.
Some taxpayers, though, have taken it a bit too far. The IRS has disallowed attempts to deduct hot tubs and pools for those claiming the home office deduction. Alan Chernoff, CNN, New York.
Yeah, no hot tubs and pools. Come on, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to invite people into that anyway if you're business people. All right, so Chesty Love, is that her name? I forget what size those puppies are, but, I mean, she looks like the ball girl at a NBA warm-up, I tell you. It's not quite right.
Coming April 26th, 8 p.m. at Chumash Casino Resort, Benesse, in Fuego. Hailed as the Latin River Dance, Benesse's In Fuego is an unprecedented and spectacular journey of music and dance. From rumba flamenco to salsa to tango, witness the exotic and romantic explosion of world rhythms. The awe-inspiring Latin phenomenon that captured the hearts of millions. Benesse returns with a brand new show. Direct from their appearance on Dancing with the Stars and PBS comes the Emmy Award-winning world music and dance experience that shatters all the rules. The show that celebrates music, love, and life. Benesse in Fuego. Tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash, ChumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
I know you're scratching your head. That sounds familiar to me, I bet. I bet you're saying that. It's called Now We Are Free from the movie Gladiator, performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic. And we're also going to hear the Alamo Overture, Exodus Overture, and Masada. I just decided to head off in a different direction today, you know what I mean? Yeah, I bounce right, I bounce left, and then I sometimes just bounce up and down. All right, now let's talk about what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Markets. And sometimes we overlook some things, even though we got the great chicken leg quarters and all kinds of stuff that's on sale, the meat and what's on. But here's some things I checked out, and I said, okay, I never talk about these things, and I should. Well, it seems right. Here's Fuse Beverages, and they're $4 for $5. I imagine it's one of those energy affairs, but I don't know for sure. And then at Health and Home, they have a Body Benefits Net Bath Sponge. They have Western Family Cotton Swabs, $2.29 for $500. They've got mouthwash and whatnot, toothpaste. Here they have Morton Sea Salt and Morton Kosher Salt. And then if you purchase $30 of participating PG&E products in one transaction, you get a pair of Bob shoes, retail value $38. I don't know how many pairs of shoes Bob has, but he's willing to give them up if you're doing it, okay? So you got that. And then right down here, Dino Buddy's Chicken Nuggets. Hey, and then it's lunchtime. Classic macaroni and cheese, $2.99 a pound. Whole rotisserie chicken, $5.99 each. $7.49 for Boar's Head black wax cheddar cheese. $2.99 a pound for Italian pasta salad. And Spencer's tri-tip sandwich is $4.99 each. And don't forget today, it's Tuesday. So it's Taco Tuesday. Tacos are a bone. And then also you can get, what does that say? Oh, yeah, spaghetti. You can get spaghetti for two for $5. That's spaghetti and meatballs for $5. Or you can get the tacos right there today. So it's 12:35. It's a perfect time to head for Spencer's and say, I'm lunching here today in five locations in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and in Santa Maria. Wrong with that idea for lunch. All right. Tornadoes still, it's insane. And I was noticing this is a metal building. You know, it's on a slab. I think, I don't know if they anchor it down or not. I don't know if they just stick it on the slab or what. This wouldn't do well in a tornado. And we don't have many root cellars here in San Luis Obispo. So. We do have basements downtown. I just want you to know there are basements that will hold approximately 200 people in the downtown area. I'm not going to tell you where they are because I want to make sure I have room for myself. All right. Other things that are going on in our world today. Things that are happening. And here's what the Atascadero State Hospital workers say is part of the problem up there is tobacco and gangs that have triggered the lockdown. And patients have been under close watch since contraband was reportedly found on March 20th. So it's hard to sneak a cigarette in a place where there just aren't any. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to sneak a smoke. But here's what's interesting. Gangs. So we know in the men's colony there's gangs. I learned in the service nowadays there are gangs. Honest. And then I also learned that we have them at the Atascadero State Hospital. So those gangs. But we're trying to get a handle on those gangs. We're trying to. All right. Healthcare pricing is still a struggle for state's consumers. Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so here's what's going to... Here's the, now, with the... What do they call them? The women wars, the lady wars, the madam wars, the wars of the women. Anyway, they're going to hit the city council tonight because they're going to bake cookies that are 3/4 of normal size and take them to the city council people and say, here, this is what we get paid compared to a full-size cookie. All right? So there you go. And so they're gonna make a point by doing that, even though I don't think the city council has any power in the world to change what is involved with that in the private sector. But I guess it's worth baking cookies for. All right. Now, I'd been here. I'd forgot I'd been here, and then my wife reminded me, we've been there. Okay. A man walks on the beach in the town of Davenport, and there's a coastal gem is conserved. State Commission votes to permanently protect spectacular stretch of beach, woods, and farmland called the Coast Dairies. I didn't know that it was called that when I was on the beach there, but that's what it's called. And so it's just above Santa Cruz there, and I can't think of any of the other town that's near. But anyway, I couldn't remember it earlier today, and I was hoping it would come to me as I spoke to you now, but it's not. Anyhow, it's a real pretty place. So that's neat. And now there's it's all over the TV now, and it's all over the newspaper, and it's everywhere now. This getting too little sleep can carry some serious health risks, and they're not kidding. They're saying if you get less than 5 hours of sleep a night, and even if you got 5 hours, I'm not sure that'd be healthy. That what happens is you can get type 2 diabetes, you can get heart problems, you can get all kinds of stuff. Because your body, you know, it's designed to sleep for like 8 hours. And so that's what you're supposed to be doing. I don't think I ever sleep for 8 hours either, but, you know, you need some sleep. So, just letting you know. Of course, here's the interesting thing. Now, you could say, okay, maybe if you're a parent and your kid is up there texting away at midnight, you know, and you say, well, wait, you got to knock this off at 10 o'clock at night or something, which would be normal, you know, for a parent to do, I would hope. But anyway, so you could do that. But the people that work night shifts, most people that work night shifts do not work night shifts by choice. You know, working late or real early in the morning, which I've done, had to, you know, get up at 4 o'clock, it's not that desirable, to tell you the truth. But if that's what you got to do to make a buck, that's what you do. So, all right. Other things are going on. Here, Lon Allen wrote today about the printery, which we talked about. The status of the printery is in limbo because it got all wrapped up in the Kelly Gearhart properties and whatnot. But it was supposed to bounce back to the city, if I remember the contract. Anyway, remember there's this issue of the FEMA paying for money for it, supposedly because it was hurt in the earthquake. But we don't understand that at the time because it was empty.
Okay.
So then other things are going on. The phone is ringing. I have a bright light that flashes in here, so I know when it's ringing. So I'm going to get on the phone right now and say hello to somebody. Hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill. How you doing, sir?
Hi, Gear.
Hey, I just got off a conference call, so I missed the first half hour. Did you get around to talking about that lady's lawsuit about the practical jokes in a firehouse?
No, we haven't got to that yet. So I'm glad you called. We talked about what went on with the General Services Administration and how many different parties they went to and things they did.
Oh, man.
It's really bad. It's really
bad. Once again, look at the example that's being set for them. This first family has been on some of the most amazing vacations I ever heard of, and they do it two or three times a year.
Enough of that. I said yesterday I was attacked by the RNC. So here's what we have to do. Let's skip it for today.
Yeah, that's. Isn't that just how the government works, though?
I know, but I get such a kick out of you and Mike because it's like there was Clinton and he screwed some things up because and then it skips 8 years and it goes to Obama, and it's like, well, you can't really skip the 8 years because stuff happened in those 8 years, and it wasn't all good. You know.
It wasn't all good. No, we got bombed and we got attacked and we got our World Trade Center knocked down and all kind of bad things happened. But we fortunately had leadership at the time, and I just don't see that we have effective leadership at all.
God, did I get my foot into that one? All right.
Ship is being poorly officered.
All right, let's talk about what's going on. So the Cal Fire.
What's that lady thinking? She's going to a firehouse. She didn't know there was going to be practical jokes and.
But wait a minute! Laughter. But everybody else, if she's being sexually harassed, okay. If she is, and you say, well, she doesn't have to be there. Well, a person that takes a job with the county, they could also end up at a firehouse. They don't have to be there, but then they don't get to work.
Yeah.
Okay, but wait a minute. You can't hold. I understand what firemen have to go through. And I'll mention something. Remind me to mention a Vietnam vet, okay, when we're done.
Okay. Sexually harassed means to me that people have been putting the moves on her.
That's
nothing to do with it.
As a matter of fact,
that might have been probably part of the problem.
Let me tell you something that's funny. I mean, I it was funny to me. I stayed at a place once that had firemen in it. There was a big bunch of firemen there. And we were the pool table, they were jumping up on there with their skivvies yanked in their butt, calling it, samurai pool. And just creating general havoc, and they were very funny and having a great time. But I could see where, if there was a female guest there that saw that, she might be offended by that.
She might have chosen to not participate. But
I don't think firemen can be held to a different standard than everybody else has to be held to, is all I'm saying. I just don't think they can. Now, if you say, well, but it's a firehouse, well,
these are people blowing off steam.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they are they have very close personal relationships amongst themselves. They know each other very, very well.
I understand that.
When you go through exciting adventures together, you know each other.
Yeah.
And blowing off steam is very limited in the fire stations.
Did you think in any sexual way or other way, as a Marine in Vietnam, did you think that you offended a woman in Vietnam?
Oh, I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did. Just standing there staring at some of those ladies when they were wearing, what's that outfit called with a little apron in front and an apron in back and when they're maxed up? Just the way I stood there staring at him was probably offensive as hell.
Boy, you didn't help my case again.
Well,
I was trying to say that I think that...
That was never my intention.
Well, okay, but you're... Oh, I understand.
I stop and stare at redwood trees, too.
Yeah, right. The Delta was different, and I have to admit that. The women in the Delta generally were close to the earth, as they say.
Yeah.
And so there wasn't a lot of staring going on. Plus, we didn't see that many of them anyway. But did you ever encounter a female Marine?
Maybe two or three in my entire time. Just as I was getting my orders for Da Nang, it's announced there's going to be a company of women Marines transferred onto Kaneohe. And bing, bang, boom, the one thing that Kaneohe was missing, it was the greatest duty station in the world, and I was leaving. Yeah.
Darn. I'm just saying this. And the time that somebody's working, a female's working, let's say, and she's a volunteer, and the time frame that she's there, I don't think that stuff has to go on in front of her that she might find offensive.
No, you shouldn't conduct yourself around any woman that in a manner that you wouldn't like other firemen to conduct themselves around your sister.
Right, or your wife.
You know? But my sister has a sense of humor.
Well, no, but really, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. Hostile workplace.
And I don't think, you know, the two guys that wrote a letter to the Tribune, two guys decided to jump on the bandwagon and say, well, screw this woman, she's a volunteer, and the firemen have this, the firemen have the hardest thing in the whole world with the stress and whatnot and all that. And actually, that's why I asked you about being a Marine, which I think is much more stressful in Vietnam, being a Marine, or being a Marine in Afghanistan or anywhere else than being a fireman. You were both, so you would tell me, you know.
Yeah, well, there were... The moments of stress come more often as a fireman. They're not as severe.
Right.
But in my case, the moments of stress came fairly rarely. But on the other hand, almost always totally unexpectedly.
Well, but the other thing, is that, you know, there's an amazing amount of, you know, I don't think as a fireman you go to bed and say to yourself, gosh, I worry if there's going to be a fire tonight and how I'm going to get through it.
I'll tell you, for your first couple of weeks on the job, you lay there staring at the bell.
No, okay, I understand that. But I'm saying generally when you're an experienced fireman, I think that you just go, okay, I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing. I hope I don't get hurt, but I'm not going to sit up nights thinking about it. But I'm sure there's a lot of nights in Vietnam you sat up thinking about life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Dawn was always an interesting time.
Yeah. It really was. It really was. Matter of fact, dawn was cool.
Dawn was a wonderful thing in my world.
Me too. I never slept until dawn.
Yeah.
And then I'd sleep a couple, 3-4 hours, and then I'd wake up, and that would be the day to start again.
I've seen more guys showing pie eyes at 5:15, and you look over at 5:30, and there's the sky is pink, and they're sound asleep.
Well, you know, they used to say the night belonged to Charlie, so that's how you took it.
Well, our training was that the night belonged to us, but I never really saw that demonstrated.
I can't remember the name of the guy. Somebody sent me some information, and I tried to print it out and didn't print out right. Saspo? Maybe it's Saspo, but here's what's fascinating about it. I think it was Saspo. His name, Francis Saspo, was a PFC, I guess. And he's going to be awarded the Medal of Honor by the president posthumously. But the interesting thing is that he was wounded. See, they're finally getting around to acknowledging the fact that, oh, yeah, maybe we were in Cambodia. So he lost his life.
Yeah.
He lost his life defending his guys in Cambodia. And so he'll be the first person to get a Medal of Honor from either Laos or Cambodia. No, the guy from Laos got one, so now this guy from Cambodia is going to get one. But this goes all the way back to 1972. That's how long it took.
And it really reminds me a lot of the big problem in Vietnam has returned, and the one big deal we went through was with Bush the First, Bush 41, going through Iraq, and we didn't. He let the military run it, and we didn't in Vietnam. And if we had, we would have gone in, got it, got out, you know. But they're doing the same thing now. They're trying to run a war from Washington, D.C., and, yeah, they have real good 3D airplane pictures of what's going on. But it ain't the same thing. You should let the military run it.
I admit Bush 1 was, I think, turned that thing over to Norman Schwarzkopf and said, here, you take care of it.
It happened. Yeah. And he was riding at about this time of the election year for, what was it, 92?
Mm-hmm.
He was riding like an 80% approval rating.
Yep.
But they had never encountered a campaign like Clinton put on. They had never seen somebody just stand there and lie and say the same lies that have already been proven to be lies, but just keep repeating it, and pretty soon it is the economy, stupid. You know, even though the economy was better than it, a hell of a lot better than it was at, when the Republicans took over.
You notice how you always pull this back in a political thing. Okay.
Anyway,
fireman.
Living in a firehouse,
fireman.
There's going to be practical jokes. Some of them are kind of out of line. The only thing in the world that is off limits is personal safety equipment. You don't screw with a guy's turnout boots or anything
like that.
I've seen firemen reach over and start a newspaper on fire that some guy's reading in the chair next to it.
I used to do that to my newsmen when they were reading the news. I'd say, here, now CFS, you can get this through.
That will rattle your cage, trust me, and they do it to rookies a lot.
I bet.
See how he reacts, because you know, it's a newspaper on fire, you know.
It's hard. You know, men have we've had to go through this retraining of our lives of saying, okay, but you know, women are sensitive to some things, and you just don't do it in front of them. And we've had, but still there's a part of men that are, you know, the camaraderie of men in certain environments that just is like, that's what it is. You know, it's and all of a sudden you can forget that a woman's present or that this could offend them or whatever the case may be. And I still stand by the fact you shouldn't do it, but because you're in that environment, you tend to do it. And, you know, and that's sort of unfortunate. I don't know that she should sue them. I think she should ask for an apology if there was a particular thing that offended her. And I think that the battalion chief or whatever the guy would be for Cal Fire should apologize on behalf of the men or something, you know. Even though I'm not going to kid myself, the men probably don't feel bad at all about it.
Well, they feel bad that to discover that she felt so bad that she's bringing a lawsuit.
He's
just looking for a settlement, you know.
Everybody likes to look for money, but I mean, I don't. How much she's suing for?
No. But one of the things, it wasn't like it was, you know, what little research I was able to do into what it's about, it's nothing to do with they kept trying to take her to bed. It wasn't that way at all.
Right.
But they would be sitting around the coffee table, I'm sure, and brag about the fact that somebody else did the night before. Not her. I mean, one of them.
Right.
Well, you know, I had
oh, that's right. Sexual exploits.
Females in the firehouse, because although the 40-hour staff was heavily female, if you're not a Station 1, that you're not around them. And we only ever managed, as hard as we tried, we only ever managed to hire one woman in the years I was on. And I know that people took her presence into consideration when she was in the room. You know, you're not going to brag about, you know, past championships or whatever, but you're still liable to set off a cherry bomb under the griddle.
Well, here's an interesting thing. You know, in any workplace environment, I don't care where it is. I'm sorry, I don't care where it is. In any workplace environment, everyone tends to get a feel for what can be said or not said in that environment.
Yeah.
People just do. And so, you can, there's people that you can work with, like at this radio station, you can make, you know, people can come in and make jokes with me about anything. I don't care. I find I enjoy the humor of it. But there's other people that you have to kind of walk on, you know,
tippy-toes. Who was really good at that was Jeanette Trompeter.
Mm-hmm.
When she was first out of Cal Poly, now take a look at that lady in your mind. Now take off 30 years off that.
Well, I remember.
What I'm talking about.
I remember.
She went to the trouble of establishing a relationship with the firemen and the cops in this town.
Yep.
Because she was a local reporter at Babe.
Right.
Ergo, when she showed up, and she also had a tendency to keep her cameraman a little ways off. You know, when she showed up, we knew her. But what I was going towards was, you could laugh and joke. You know, nobody was trying to pretend that she wasn't drop dead gorgeous killer
mm-hmm.
blonde.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, she also used to come by the station and put on presentations for the training officer about how we could help them without compromising what we're doing. You know, what they need, what they want. You know, don't tell them to screw off because they got to be there, you know.
Right.
That kind of stuff. And it was fun.
But like I say, you know, there's people that you can be that way with, and there's other people that you just better shut your mouth because that's the way that works, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't want to find out the wrong way if that's the case because then they go sue you.
Well, when you encounter an individual who is looking for an opportunity to be offended, they usually let themselves be pretty well known.
Yeah, they do. I agree. There's a thing that all of us that have worked, for most of our lives, we there's a sense of what people are about pretty much, pretty fast. You know, you have a sense of it, and that's just part of getting, you know, human nature and getting to know what people are about, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I think we're that way. And you can observe what someone else does just for a very short time or even on a single instance and say, oh, okay, this is acceptable or not acceptable. Back in the old days at the radio, before all this started, I mean, we were just the biggest goof-off, hack, tell jokes, you know, do anything in the whole wide world. And, you know, that was just part of what went with the territory. But interestingly enough, you know, the females that worked at the radio station, they were fine with it all. They never batted an eye. But that's changed, and that's okay that it's changed. You know, I accept the fact that, you know, as men, we have to sort of look to our past and say it can stand correcting.
Yeah.
You know, because we really did. I mean, and if you look past us, you know, to back when, you know, it reminds me of Vic Damone that sings the song or somebody, you know, wives can be lovers too, but always look good when your husband comes home. And
that's a little outdated now.
I know, but if you think about it, that's how they thought. That's how men and women communicated back then. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty sad when you look at it now. It's almost laughable. You know, can you imagine? I mean, it's just
imagine.
At the
same time, that was the product of eons of evolution. And it seems to me that both teams were kind of digging what they were doing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I was the only kid I knew growing up whose mom worked full-time. Everybody else had stay-at-home moms. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's moms were either stay-at-home moms or there were a couple of single moms that made, you know, had to work. I got to tell you, there is a price to be paid for that, and if you can afford, like if you were smart in school and going to make enough money to be able to afford for only one of you to have to work, that's definitely the hot hookup for the kids, for sure. I don't know.
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna end this with wives and lovers here in just a minute.
It wasn't my idea. I'm not advocating that song. But I do enjoy it.
I am. I'm going to say it's time to go backwards and look at our past and say,
oh, yeah. Well,
are we whacked out?
We've gotten jokes in the email about a woman misbehaving in the. There was a little training film in which some woman expressed an opinion on international politics, and it was just ruined the whole dinner party.
You know? Just amazing. Just
absolutely amazing.
All right, Gary, thank you for your input today.
You're welcome, Mr.
And we're going to go out on the totally politically incorrect song, Wives and Lovers.
With which we do not agree.
your hair, fix your makeup soon. He will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. Oh, time to get ready. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love. Oh, time to get ready. Time to get ready. Time to get ready for love. Oh, time to get ready.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The White House wants to hire more regulators to keep an eye on oil investors.
White House officials admit that gasoline prices might not fall quickly even if this proposal is enacted. They say it's part of a strategy they call all of the above. Encourage more oil drilling, increase penalties for market manipulation, and more steps. Spokesman Jay Carney hears Republicans oppose more regulation of free markets.
Why are you against putting more cops on the beat to make sure that American consumers are not getting ripped off?
He says with higher oil prices, unfair behavior by market traders is more tempting than ever, more profitable. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Republicans said the government doesn't need to be expanded, doesn't need more cops, and agencies like the FTC and the SEC can and should track down any illegal trading, if there is any. Oil today, $104.25 a barrel in New York. On the GSA blowout party scandal in Vegas, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid of Nevada.
What the GSA did has nothing to do with Las Vegas. It has everything to do with stupidity, with a lack of common sense.
One last goodbye for the space shuttle Discovery in the air, even if it was piggyback on a 747 on its way to Dulles and then the Smithsonian.
The shuttle flew over once and came back for more, this time even closer. Young kids were amazed.
I couldn't believe I saw it on top of an airplane.
So awesome!
I just couldn't get out my mind.
And adults were impressed by the camaraderie.
Pretty nice that all these people came out. You know, it still shows lots of interest in the science and the space program.
To see that come over, to fly over, and all of us waiting together, it was really beautiful. Beautiful to see.
Darcy Marchese for CBS News, National Harbor, Maryland.
Egypt's National Election Commission says no to the appeals of three main contenders for president.
The Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Hayat al-Shafit, is not being allowed to run because of a past conviction for a political crime back when Mubarak was still in office. The Salafist candidate has been excluded on the grounds that his mother holds dual nationality, American citizenship, in contravention of Egyptian electoral law.
That's reporter Alex Ortiz. The trial of a Saudi man on terrorism charges has been moved to Amarillo, Texas, and reset to June 21st. Khalid al-Dasari allegedly planned to bomb targets in New York City and the home of former President George W. Bush in Houston. On Wall Street, the Dow up 193 points today. The Nasdaq gained 54. A small herd of cows that crowded into a cabin 11,000 feet up in the Rockies to huddle from the cold couldn't turn around, couldn't get out, and so they froze to death right there. Now says Steve Sagan at the Forest Service.
They're going to attract wildlife, bears and mountain lions. And those mountain lions and bears could have negative interactions with people who are recreating in the area. And we want to protect the public.
To burn the cabin full of cows or dynamite it are among the questions. This is CBS News.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com, where you can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Everydoor direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
There are special honors for comedic actress Betty White.
Betty White's TV career spans 7 decades, from early black and white game shows to the series Hot in Cleveland. She's the newest member of the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame and had this advice for those who would follow her into television.
Appreciate it. Take your work seriously. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. But take it seriously.
White was inducted into the NAB Hall of Fame during the association's annual meeting. Paul Kaminsky for CBS News, Las Vegas.
It's been 70 years since General Hap Arnold sent Jimmy Doolittle to Japan with a squadron of 16 carrier-launched B-25 bombers to show the enemy the U.S. could strike Tokyo, and they did it. It was a one-way mission, not enough gas to make it home. Every bomber was lost. 11 crewmen were killed or captured. 3 were executed. And 250,000 Chinese were executed by the Japanese for helping the Americans. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hey, Fox, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
You got an upgrade. And the seats go completely flat.
Unexpected pleasures are the best part of life. Why not drive one every day? Introducing the all-new Verano from Buick.
Full entitled Bikini Bum. The style editor raves about a new style of short shorts, which, quote, Mrs. Paul, I thought you'd appreciate this.
Well, thanks for keeping me here.
Using electromuscle stimulation to gently exercise your wobbly bits. That's a quote. According to Amazon.com, the Slender Tone Bottom Toner is a fully rechargeable women's undergarment, which includes 6 electro-toning pads that will help you get a firmer bottom and more toned thighs via electric shock. The intensity meter goes from 1 to 99. According to the site, it requires a controller to operate it. Well, Paul, I thought I seriously would want this product. I mean, what woman wouldn't, right? Over the years, men and women have been lucky enough to lose weight and stay fit without diet or exercise using products just like this one, right? I mean, the Thighmaster, the Body Blade, and, of course, the Shake Weight. I'm so happy that the women of today finally have a miracle product of their own. And, yeah, I realize some people might scoff, Paul, at the fact you could lose inches by shocking yourself 5 days a week for 8 straight weeks. But we're positive the Slender-Toed Bottom will be just as helpful as the products of the past. By the way, Paul, do you want to know how much the Slender-Toned Bottom apparently costs?
I'd really like to know who's going to be the operator if you buy it.
I mean,
that's another issue.
And that is another issue. $375.
Wow. A bargain, absolutely.
Yeah, that's when I realized it was seriously out of my reach
for
now.
Maybe you should get one for the next guest on the show. That might be more practical.
If I don't like what you say, I have a little mouth pad, and I'm going to shock your booty. All right, you ready?
You're Bill. Talk cheap. And I thank you for joining me today. It's a Tuesday. It's a pretty nice day. And if it doesn't get too windy.
What do I got here?
Nah, it's getting windy again. That's so much for that. Well, there's the electro butt thing. You know what I'm saying? You put the panties on there, and I don't know why you have to have an operator, because I have an electro zapper thingy that I put electrodes around parts of myself that are not well. And the various parts, and like knees and whatnot. And so what it basically does is, it's called a TENS unit. And what it does is, it puts electrical shock into you, and you can adjust how bad it is or how little it is. It just operates on 2 AA batteries. And you can, what it's supposed to do is, it sort of works, I think. Supposedly, it's supposed to have your, it's supposed to interrupt the pain signals to your brain, so that they don't get to your brain. The electrical thing short circuits the nerves in your leg, let's say, and so the pain doesn't get to your brain. Actually, what I think it does is, that's what they said it was supposed to do. What I think it does is it distracts you from the pain, because you're feeling zizzed, you know, on your knee, or wherever else you put it. And so, you know, the pain's probably still there, but you're just getting zished. So it combines with the pain and distracts you. Anyhow, there's a new thing out there. I don't know if you've seen this on TV yet. They have this new weight loss affair. Are you ready? They're saying it's for brides. The brides that want to lose some weight before they take the big plunger there. What it does is they put a tube up your nose and then down your throat to your stomach. Then you have to carry a bag because there's a pump in the bag that is continuous for 10 days. And I think they said it pumps 800 calories of something into your stomach, directly into your stomach. And they guarantee that, and women have testified to this, that you will lose 20 pounds in 10 days. But you have to sleep with the thing. You have to carry it around. If you go outside, you got a thing sticking in your nose, you know. And it costs $1,500. So I'm just letting you know. I wonder if you put one in each nostril, could you lose 40 pounds in 10 days? Sorry to say. All right. And then we have coming up, you know, we supposedly have a genuine, honest-to-gosh fat burner pill that the FDA is working on approving. And it's supposed to actually make you lose weight. I don't know how it works. I know it probably just kills you. Anyhow, that's that. So that's some of the exciting things going on in the world of medicine right now. Help. Is that what's considered medicine? I don't think so. All right. Other things that are going on. This is fun. Cider Creek Bakery is opening in Atascadero. It's taking the spot of Cassie's Custom Cakes, which moved to the Carlton. So you're going to get yourself a bakery and everything, which is good. How can you go wrong with that? All right. Cool. Court, a test case for a facility upkeep, slow among four counties that will handle their own maintenance. San Francisco Superior Court will soon take over responsibility from the state for its own maintenance at a way to expedite fixes from light bulb changes to plumbing and electrical repairs. State Administrator's Office of the Courts chose San Luis Obispo County for a test program that includes three other courts. Now, you would think, of course, that that would make a lot of sense. You know what I mean? You'd have some kind of... We have state offices of other all kinds here in San Luis Obispo, don't we? Well, don't they have to get cleaned by something? Somebody has to clean them and care for them. And so you would think that there'd be somebody joining on the spot if a light bulb went out. But maybe not. You sort of say to yourself, you know, this seems fairly obvious to me that somebody from Sacramento shouldn't have to come all the way to San Luis Obispo to change a light bulb. But that's where we're wrong, apparently, because we don't have any money, and there had to be where you went somewhere. Speaking of not having money and where it went, Leon Panetta says he regrets the taxpayers pick up a tab for his $32,000 trip home. Leon Panetta goes home to the Carmel Valley every weekend to be with his family, and it costs $32,000 a holler. So he spent $800,000 since July. Speaking of the GSA. No, it doesn't make sense. I like Leon Panetta, too. But it doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. You get a job in Washington. If you take the job and it's in Washington, where do you think you're supposed to be? I'm just guessing on that, but that's what I think. Sushi frequently mislabeled as bait. No, that's how it says. Study finds. Tests on seafood sold at Los Angeles sushi bars, restaurants, and grocery stores have revealed that more than half is not labeled correctly. None of it's labeled. What are you talking about? Red snapper, Dover sole, white tuna, and other fish were often different species, the group Oceana found in DNA tests of seafood from 74 retail outlets in L.A. Okay, so this is not like you're at the sushi bar where they don't tell you really what it is. Exactly. I guess it's in a store. And all 55% of the 119 fish samples from across Los Angeles were misidentified. Oceana focused on the frequency of mislabeling rather than its origins. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration prohibits so-called species substitution. Still, the practice remains prevalent. Consumer Reports found that 18% of seafood samples its researchers had collected from retail stores and restaurants on the East Coast had been mislabeled. Why don't you just say it's fish? You know, say sushi, fish and rice. Can you do that, or do you have to be more specific? Oh, fish and rice, people who know. All right, what else is going on? That was a weird story in the news about the cows. They were up in a, they got, had to, all, they crammed into a cabin up on a mountain, because they were cold, and then they got so crammed in there they couldn't back up, move, turn around, do anything, so they all froze to death. And now what they're worried about is bears and wolves, you know, getting in there, and if people are, you know, people are wanting to visit the cabin or whatever, it could be a problem. As you could well imagine. All right, let's get on the phone today and say hello.
Hey, Billy Boy, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to get in a little bit on what you and Gary were talking about.
Sure.
The biggest problem that I see, and it's really been carried to a ridiculous point, is harassment now is whatever harassment is in that person's eye. It's not in, like, the majority of people or whatever. It's just whatever that person feels is harassing. That's why we can't have certain symbols during the holidays. We can't say, you know, it's Christmas. We can't say Happy Easter, whatever. It's because it offends, it whatever. So I'll give you a perfect example. I've had meals with you on more than one occasion.
Yes.
And you have passed wind on those occasions, or a few of those occasions.
I've done what?
Passed wind.
Yeah, but I pass it. I don't keep it to myself.
Yeah, right. You donate it to everybody. Anyway.
I mean, I'm just sitting there eating and I'm doing that?
Well, I've had it before or after, yeah.
Well, that's appropriate.
Oh, okay.
But not during.
Well. A lady sued, and it was either in Sacramento or San Francisco, I can't remember what town, but one or the other, and received almost $1 million because she considered that harassment.
Well, that's because that's where juries come in, and there's something completely wrong with them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the area you're at and stuff, but you get a few people that just, you know, fill your with, because unless the court cases have changed, it's not everybody, it's not like a criminal case. Everybody has to say, yes, it's the majority decides.
Right.
So, you know, you get six screwballs and there goes another $1 million.
Well, was this like a one-time event, or was it that somebody, you know, they worked in cubicles and this guy put his rear end in her cubicle and farted all the time?
This was a guy that thought it was funny at times. And, you know, everybody else, it was after meetings or something like that. And everybody else just thought the guy was a jerk and told him so and the whole bit. Well, this woman took it to a very strong extreme and sued a corporation for umpteen $1 million and settled for just under $1 million.
Well, you see, here's the thing that seems weird. I don't understand these things, but it would seem to me that any size company now has a human resources person, and if you go to them and say, okay, this guy's breaking wind after the meeting,
well,
said
she never did that. She never did that. She just considered that it was a hostile environment, hostile working environment, and harassing because of that. You know that. He wouldn't have done that if she wasn't a woman there, which makes no sense at all because he did it with everybody else there. So, but I mean, she, to me, it was one of those that a judge, any judge with common sense, would have thrown it out and said, okay, this guy needs to be fired or whatever, but we don't give this woman $1 million because this guy broke wind in her presence.
I mean, I agree with that. I don't understand that at all.
But
that's just crazy.
You know, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you investigate it. But I know that there are literally hundreds and thousands of these stupid suits all the time. You know, because if a person, if you get a lawyer that's hungry enough or crazy enough or whatever, they're going in there for their percentage of stuff. And the situation can be anything. And we've seen it. Just recently, I told you about it with the city of Paso Robles. They didn't even take it to court because of a 0.5% angle on the slopes coming in from the sidewalks at the corners. And the sidewalk slopes were 2.5%, and the law in California says it's supposed to be 2%. Well, I'll guarantee you that 99 out of 100 people would not be able to detect the difference in that 0.5%.
I have to tell you, it sounds like you're calling from Guantanamo Bay.
No, I'm calling from the drunk tank in Cal Poly. No, I'm just kidding. No, this is I'm at the pizza parlor at Cal Poly.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had a pizza parlor. At Cal Poly.
Yes, they did.
Right. I went bowling there though once. I know they can bowl.
Yeah, well, it oversees the bowling.
It does.
Lanes, yeah. Yeah.
Actually, you know, you're as a professional painter guy, it's as long as they pay you, that's really you really scored a hit when you got Cal Poly, didn't you?
I scored a hit?
Yeah, I scored a home run.
Oh, well, you know, at times it's a very good job.
Well, not
other times I've got people walking underneath my ladder, kicking into it as they go through. And I asked them, really? And you're able to go to college? And they just look at me with this blank look of a pet Pekingese.
I'm glad to hear higher education is so high.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thank you for calling, Mike.
No problem, Billy Boy. Talk to you real soon.
All right, sir. Bye.
Yeah, that's right. Another Mongo commercial. You got a problem with that? I didn't think so. Let me take you for a walk through the Mongo weekly menu. Let's start with Burger and Beer Monday for only $8. At 10 p.m., we got a DJ spinning massive reggae. Then there's Taco Tuesday. Well, why not? Everybody else is doing it. At 9 p.m., we kick off karaoke. Also, we got Wild Wing Wednesday. Some people do that too, but ours is better. Next is Slider Thursday. At 9 p.m., come dance to the vinyl spinning milk crate klepto. Friday and Saturday offers live music. Check our Facebook for showtimes. Saturday and Sunday, we serve breakfast from 10 a.m. to 1. We show all sports on 6 flat screens with surround sound. Come down and watch your favorite athlete. Mine's that punch-drunk Italian stallion Rocky Balboa.
I'm not punchy. I just got what you call a relaxed brain. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Not too many words, Rocco, huh?
You know, Mongo, you got a pretty big mouth, you know?
Yeah, I know. All right, listen. This is what I want you to do. Come down to Mongo's in Grover Beach on the corner of 4th and Grand. I'll send Rocky after you. Right, Rock?
Hey, yo, Adrian. We're going to Mongo's.
The Dr. Ronald Hoffman Show is sponsored by San Luis Obispo's Natural Foods Co-op.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op with San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
I'm sorry, how rude. But I was on the phone. I was just trying to hang up. I was trying not to be rude, but I was trying to hang up with this. Somebody called me. I thought they wanted to be on the air. So it's not like, no, I'm not calling friends and family while I'm working here. Are you kidding? I'm not spending $32,000 to go home and see people either. All right. As you know, you have to have your taxes in by midnight tonight. And here's the other next thing that we didn't want to see. Economy's next threat, student debt. Legislation aims to let those who borrowed wipe out debt in bankruptcy proceedings. Oh, good. Oh, special. Here is what I want to tell you about, because I don't get it. And it's okay if you are. If you like to follow what famous people do, you enjoy that stuff, that's cool. That's fine if that's your thing. That's not mine. I'm just not curious enough. I'm just not. But here's the thing. A storm of outrage provoked by photos of Pippa Middleton showing her in a car with a man wielding what appeared to be a gun in France should act as a wake-up call, royal watchers have warned Prince William's sister-in-law. There has been nothing but a honeymoon for Pippa since last year's royal wedding, so this is dreadful. Who's this guy? Public relations guy, Max Clifford. He said, it comes particularly at a time when guns in Paris are such a sensitive issue. The reality is she should have been shot by police. Oh, she could have been shot by. She should have. No, not she should have. She could have been shot by police. Now, here's the thing. It says, Middleton has been a target for tabloid newspaper and paparazzi since her sister married Prince William last April. Shortly after the wedding, personal pictures of the 28-year-old began to leak out to the press, including a photo showing her in a bikini while on vacation, and her sister and Prince William. A photo of Middleton sunbathing topless on that trip was also made public. Later, undated photos from the private party showing her dancing in her bra were also leaked. It seems to me it's kind of weird. First off, the people follow the poor woman around and take advantage of this sort of stuff. And then she's in a car with a guy who pulled a gun or what could have been a gun, whatever, and to point it at a guy doing the newspaper thing, the paparazzi guy, to basically say, this, I would like to just shoot you because you just harass us all the time. But you harass this woman all the time. But I know you can't do that. But she may have had no knowledge of the fact that he was going to do that. So now she's victimized twice. It's a weird world. Speaking of being victimized twice, boy, here's a strange tale. Here's a strange, strange tale. A California judge in Sacramento on Monday ordered the release of a 17-year-old girl who had been placed in juvenile hall last month because prosecutors feared she would flee rather than testifying at the upcoming trial of a suspected rapist. She was the victim, by the way. Superior Court Judge Lawrence Brown previously ordered the girl held because she has a history of running away. On Monday, he said she would be released with a GPS ankle bracelet. The judge told the teen her case had charted rare legal territory because her detention was seen as victimizing the girl a second time. I am truly sorry for all that you've been through, he told the teen. Apparently not. He put her through it. Okay. Why wouldn't they have just put her on a bracelet to begin with? That's very weird. All right, that's pretty weird. They're going to come up with, they're trying to keep up with the evolving trends in bullying in Sacramento. They passed a bill yesterday that would give schools broader authority to punish students. So they have broader authority to either suspend or expel students. Can I say this, and especially if they do a thing here, what's this thing called? A burn page, which is when you just do a whole page of Facebook or something and you just burn somebody. I don't know. I mean, I was bullied because I was a little wimp when I was young. And so I understand that. But I never bullied somebody else. And so it was, I don't really know how to react to that. But I will tell you this. I'd been suspended from school, smoking and all kinds of stuff, a number of times. And for me, after your father chewed you out or whatever happened to you, it was just sort of vacation time. Suspensions for a lot of students, and the students that suspension would matter would be your best students, and they don't do a thing, they don't do stuff wrong to begin with. So I think if it's like the thing about, how do you get people not to talk on their cell phones in a car? Make the fine $1,000. Make the fine $10,000. Who cares? Make it just so nobody would even think of doing it. Okay. That's just, my thought.
Senate Republicans defeated a Democratic Buffett rule bill Monday that forces the nation's top earners to pay at least 30% of their income in taxes using the day before American taxes are due. To defy President Barack Obama, one of the signature election year issues, by a near party line 21-45 tally, senators voted to keep the bill alive but fell 9 votes short of the 60 to continue debating the measure. Is that a surprise? No, we talked about that yesterday. All right. Now, where's the thing I wanted to tell you about? Oh, here's this guy here. Ooh, this guy's spooky. This is in the Oslo courtroom of Anders Breivik, who's the guy that killed 77 people in Norway. So as soon as they took his handcuffs off, he hit his chest, and then it's called the Roman salute. He hit his chest and then put his hands straight out like Mussolini did. Anyway, so he's claiming self-defense, by the way, that, you know, the Muslims are overtaking the country, and the only way he could defend himself from Muslims overtaking the country is to shoot them. Nothing wrong with that guy. Mm-hmm. All right, other things in the world. Here, Oracle intends to rely heavily on Google's own internet emails to prove Google's top executives knew they were stealing a popular piece of technology to build the Android software that now powers more than 300 million smartphones and tablet computers. Oracle's strategy emerged Monday as one of the company's lawyers kicked off the opening phase of a lengthy trial pitting two Silicon Valley powerhouses. Google lawyers will make their opening statement today. The showdown centers on allegations that Google's Android software infringes on the patent and copyrights of Java. Okay. We hear about Toyotas. You hear about Fords and Chevys. You hear about some of these cars that were called. U.S. safety regulators have found 16 crashes and 5 injuries in an 8-month investigation of a transmission control problem with BMW 7 Series luxury cars. And that's it's an expensive car. That's an expensive piece of metal there. The National Highway Safety Administration began a probe in August and has now upgraded to an engineering analysis, which is a step closer to a recall. We're going to do an engineering analysis, see how many people crash between now and the time that we get done with the analysis, and then we'll decide, well, maybe we better do something. United America will take the reins in the World Bank. Kim Jong-kim is going to be head of the World Bank. I just mentioned that, not that it means anything to us, really. But, you know. All right, anything else here? Easy. Oh, here, this is what Edith wanted to say in Los Osos about the mommy wars. I have nothing against stay-at-home moms and women who choose to do so and can afford to have that choice. However, I noticed that with the wealth the Romneys have had, and has no one asked whether they have any servants or housekeepers, nannies, etc., in their employ, while Ms. Ann Romney was raising 5 boys. With the wealth they have to now include an elevator to raise their cars to street level from underground parking in their reconstructed home in La Jolla, I doubt Mrs. Romney raised the 5 boys all on her own. She gave birth to them. Can I say this on behalf of all for women? I just want to say this. The fact that you birth human beings, that's all the work you should have to do ever. And anything beyond that is just cruel and unusual punishment. It's elegant. Even raising them. They're weird. Little guys are weird. Okay. Well, I don't want to read some other stuff. It's just, we don't need to get all the natty stuff. We don't need to. Oh, you know what? This is, I wanted to share this with you. Where's my story here? Here it is right here. No WNBA team took a chance on Cal Poly forward Christina Santiago. 6'2" senior ended her career at Cal Poly as a 2-time Big West Conference Player of the Year thanks to having the nation's 5th best scoring average at 23.4 points to go along with pulling down nearly 10 rebounds a game. And I have to say what? Say what? She's the 5th best scorer in college basketball. I don't get it. I just like to tell you, I didn't get it. Halliday wins Duel of the Aces. Phillies beat Lindsome coming matchup of 2-time Cy Young Award winners. There we are right there. There was one other thing I was going to tell you.
I saw in here, but I'm not sure what. I thought I saw. Okay, I don't see it. Let me see what else I got up here. So quit picking on Pippi Middleton. She's enough to deal with without having to do that. This thing's not even sure. Okay. Here, listen to this. Listen to this. Well, you can't listen to it yet. It's not happening. This is an attempted robbery. Now, this is unlike...
Oh, Tank, is that what we call it these days? You can see him on surveillance camera chasing customers around with the tongs when someone called 911.
They're trying to stab us, and he kept saying, give us the money.
What does he have?
He has a tong thing. I don't know. It's like a silver tong thing.
He attempted to rob the place, but really, I guess nobody took him serious enough to actually give him money because of his state of intoxication.
Oh, of course.
There we go.
A little bit more to the story.
A little bit of background on that story. Police say the man dropped the quote-unquote weapon and was waiting outside for them when they arrived. Police say he will be charged with 2 counts of attempted aggravated robbery, despite the apology note that he scribbled down to them.
Good gracious.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. So the thing is that the thing I'm impressed with is not that he was attacking people with hot dog tongs, but the fact that fast food place actually had hot dog tongs. That's the story right there. That's the story. I will tell you that the person that called me real quick on the phone congratulated me for being called a lefty yesterday. He thought that was funny. I did too, to tell you the truth. And let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, wait, we don't want to do it that way. It doesn't matter, Bill. The thing's just giving you a hard time and going to make life miserable for you. So decide what it is you want to do. And one of the tornado things, a woman found her wedding ring after the tornado. It was pulled right off her hand. And but she found it the next day, which is a fun little story, I think. You know, it's a fun little story. Please go away. I went to close you. Can I please close you? No. I know, you know, these long silences and a lot. You know, in radio back when we played music, you didn't have a long silence ever. You know, you went from one record and you yacked and it just went and went and went and went and went and went. It was called running a tight board. But now I don't do that anymore, so I just kind of do whatever I do. Unfortunately, it's not doing it too good. Close current tab. I've already asked you to close the current tab. Thank you. All right. I'd have to find out what this computer is because it's really an old beast. Because we have Charter internet here, and I've told Charter's fast, and so we actually have Charter internet. But Charter internet can only do what your computer will let it do, and it doesn't really want to have it do anything the way I'm looking at it. So that's kind of unusual right here. All right, let me see what else we got. In our news, Meredith Vieira says Matt Lauer deserves $25 million a year because he just re-signed. Okay, if you say so. Russia says outside forces stymie Syria. Whatever. A girl handcuffed in a school, a girl 6 years old, is handcuffed after a tantrum. Other things going on. A welfare fraud charge for one of the lottery winners. Well, what is this? We've got to find out what this story is here. You know the long pause thing I'm talking about? Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's happened to most of us. We suddenly wake up and find ourselves disoriented, wondering where we are. I don't know if that's really happened to me, but okay. And possibly mistaking a light in the distance for something completely different. Have you had this happen to you? Where were you, sleeping out in the backyard?
Anyway, usually it's no big deal. You shake it off, you wake up, and move on. If you happen to be a pilot on a transatlantic flight, the consequence can be much more serious, like mistaking the planet Venus for another plane and sending the plane you're piloting into a dive that slammed passage into the ceiling and back to the floor. A report released Monday by Canada's Transportation Safety Board described what happened on January 14th of 2011, a long time ago, wasn't it? The first officer on Air Canada Flight 878 from Toronto to Zurich was tired and needed a nap. The controlled rest is a legal and accepted procedure in order to improve on-the-job performance and alertness. With the captain's permission, the first officer drifted off for a few Z's. While the nap is supposed to last no more than 40 minutes, the first officer slept for 75 minutes and woke up feeling unwell, the report says. By that time, the captain had turned on the seatbelt sign for some expected turbulence. There was also a U.S. Air Force C-17 nearing the Air Canada 767. The first officer saw a bright object ahead of the plane, the planet Venus, and mistook it for the approaching C-17. The captain corrected him and said the C-17 was straight ahead and 1,000 feet below. At that point, the captain of the Air Cargo Canada jet and the C-17 pilots flashed their plane's landing lights at each other to acknowledge their position. But the first officer, still believing that the object in the sky above him was the cargo plane, initiated a dive to avoid their perceived imminent collision, sending the jetliner toward the Air Force plane. The captain saw what happened and immediately pulled back on the control column in a frantic attempt to increase altitude. As quickly as that, the C-17 passed underneath the Air Canada jumbo jet with 103 people on board. Within seconds, the plane had gone from its assigned altitude of 35,000 feet down to 34.6 and back up to 35.4 before finally recovering back to its 35,000-foot altitude. It sent passengers who were not wearing their seatbelts flying. Is there anything else to say about that? Okay. The report says the incident points out a couple of inherent risks. First, North American-based pilots flying eastbound at night towards Europe are at increased risk of fatigue-related performance issues. It also gives credence to the warning you often hear but might ignore that passengers should wear their seat belts at all times. It was Venus. Can I tell you a story? When I was on that little ship before I got out of service, after I got back from Vietnam, I was on a little ship, and we had one of the officers of the deck. Unfortunately, it was the officer of the deck that I had to serve duty with, was an ensign, and he made numerous errors all the time. He just couldn't help himself, but we were down by Panama, and before we went to the canal. And he said to the captain, he said, sir, we're getting a message from another ship. And so the captain looked around. He said, what other ship? He said, that one over there. And so the captain looked at him and said, we're actually getting a message from a lighthouse, and it's flashing E. For the Morse code is one dot for E. That's flashing E every 10 seconds. I just kind of looked at him like, you know, how did you ever get in the Navy to begin with? I thought it was pretty funny, and I had to keep from laughing because I had problems. I had real problems after that. So anyway, that's that story there, which I thought was pretty darn fascinating, to tell you the truth. Okay. All right. Other things that are happening. Let's see if there's any other story that we must hear. At the hearing of this GSA thing, they're saying somebody said, because people all say these dramatic things, you know, because they got the big committee and everybody's got to make noise. But anyway, they're basically saying some people are saying that some people will go to jail. It's that serious. Whether that's true or not, I really can't say. But anyway, that's what they're saying. All right, we are going to. We're going to wrap it up for the day, and because it's sunny and happy, we're going to do Sunny Happy. Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are happy. These days are happy. Tell them the tea. These happy days are yours and mine. Happy days are yours and mine. Happy days. Our happy days right there. We're going to have another happy day again tomorrow, for gosh sakes. But until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica. Coffee.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.